WBA Mobile.
You on the road again, W2T, sitting at home.
Yeah, I'm out and about. I tell you what, you just can't keep me hemmed in.
Right. Yeah, no. So you're out running around trying to get into trouble, huh?
The house, I've been over at my youngest daughter's place since about 10 this morning and helping her out with the grandsons and my son-in-law just got home a few minutes ago, so they can handle it from here.
Well, the kid all afternoon, now you're leaving it with them to handle, huh?
Well, isn't that how it's done?
KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, it sounded like somebody I know.
KB4CBA. Hey, bud, I just went through the old neighborhood. Sounds like the neighborhood just went to heck in a handbasket there, David.
Grew up in the same neighborhood over off East North Street, and I just went over there, and it got hit pretty good, Dave.
Wow. Man, you got to listen to this thing sitting beside me here. Oh, Lordy. That's a Pontiac G8, whatever that is.
Well, hey, remember when you come out of Adelaide onto Howell Road?
I couldn't copy that. Can you give me that again?
Do you remember how you used to come out of Adelaide onto Howell Road? Okay, that house looking straight forward there on the Botany Woods side is squashed. Flat. And as you turn in on Adelaide, about four of those great big old trees down in there, going down towards your old house, are down, and the power lines are out, and those folks still don't have power. And let's see, I did not make it down to your house, so I'm not sure if it got hit or not, but it went kind of across Botany Woods, and across your house, and across the far end of Wellington Green, and into Kingsgate.
Botany Woods, pretty good. I remember that house. I can't remember the girl's name. She was a couple of years younger than me. Real pretty girl. She went to Eastside, and I can't remember her name. But she grew up there.
Yep. All right, well, I'll get out of the way. Hey, be thinking about lunch Tuesday a week from now.
I will. And you have a good day. It's a beautiful day out here. And Rusty, why don't you pick it up? KB4CBA.
Well, before you go, Dave, I talked to Pete Langford today. Give me a call later on when y'all get done, and I'll tell you all about him.
Yeah, I heard he had an accident, I think, on his bike or something.
6, C7, and T1 and 2 closed fractures. He came close to being a paraplegic.
Okay. Well, you know, they always say it could be worse. I don't know how it could be much worse than that.
Give me a call after you and Rusty finish up, and I'll tell you what's happened to him, what they've got him doing. So, anyhow, KB4CBA, KN4BWA, I'm clear. Pick it up, Rusty. Howdy.
I see you're out running around in the neighborhood when you're supposed to be sitting at home.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, it's for the other folks. And anyway, good to hear you, Steve. Hope everything is going good up your way and that everybody is staying well. And I've been sitting around here, did some work outside today, trying to get some things, washed the car a little bit, sat out on the porch in the sunshine and enjoyed the fresh air this afternoon. So that's what I've been doing today, and doing laundry, of course. So what's David, and David has been with the kids today, grandkids. So what have you been up to today, Steve?
Cherrydale over to Superior Medical and repair an x-ray machine.
Before.
Man-made, it's going to break. If it's good quality man-made, it'll break a lot less than the cheap junk. So with that said, this machine's probably 10, 15 years old, and it's in great shape. Looks like they got a tube going out. So anyhow, I got them patched up and back operational, and I guess that's considered essential operation. They tell me that I can go and do that kind of thing.
Well, that's good. I understand that, yeah. Somebody's got to repair that equipment, and if it don't work, the doctors can't do their job. Anyway, just heard you in there, heard David in there. I want to say hello to him and hello to you two, and I'll let you two get back together, and I'll just listen in on what you got to say about your friend out there. Take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. W2T, and go ahead and pick it up, David.
Somebody will don't run off. Stick around. I don't know what happened to that Pontiac. I wanted to try to keep up with it. But this highway patrolman caught up with me, and I didn't want to go any faster than he was going.
I hear you talking, and don't let all that testosterone get your foot pedal, your gas pedal in trouble now. Pete. They've got him in, he spent two nights in the hospital, and they've got him in a neck collar, and while I was talking to him, he tried to take a drink of ice water out of his big glass, and he said, oh no, and he spilled it all down the front of his shirt and everything, and he called his wife, Nancy, come over here, and it was kind of funny. He was laughing at himself, and she was laughing at him, and he was saying, man, I tell you what, neck collars are no fun. So pretty much they've got him restricted, and he made it out this morning for the first time to go get a biscuit, and he says with that neck collar on, he can only take real small bites because he can't get his mouth open big wide enough. The poor boy is in a mess. Other than that, he gets to ride a recliner.
Something about his accident on Facebook. I can't remember how much detail they went into, but I don't think they were. I don't think they went into, you know, a lot of detail. But he was hurt pretty badly. So I tell you. It shows you, you know, you don't have to be on a motorcycle to get hurt bad.
Okay, I know what you mean, and I'm going to tell you something. All it takes is one slip. You're done. So, I did kind of tease him a little bit. I said, Bo, you've got to understand that at our age, we don't bounce anymore. Yeah, he started laughing real big. He said, don't make me laugh like that. Now, speaking of motor scooters, I can't do it tomorrow, but Thursday is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. It's supposed to rain Wednesday evening, and Thursday's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. So I think you and I need to cut out of here and go get some lunch in another town besides Greenville, Greer, or Taylor's. What do you think?
We can do that. Where you think? thinking about going?
Well, not North Carolina. Well, let me think a minute. I guess we could head, you know, out Highway 11 and go as far as maybe TR. Is there anything in TR that's worth eating?
You know, I mean, it depends on what you want. I mean, they've got a Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A, several places like that.
Well, you come on up to the house, and then we'll leave from the house and just take a run across Highway 11. Kind of go out towards TR or somewhere out that way, and then we'll just kind of figure it out from there and see where the day leads us.
Hey, what time are you talking about?
If you're up at my place, by about 11, we could be over in TR by about quarter of 12. I don't think it'd take 45 minutes to get there, but, you know, being gracious with our time and just pootering along, then we'd be over there about 11:30, quarter of 12, eat lunch, head on up the hill.
Sounds good to me. Let's see, it'll take me, what, 45 minutes to get to your house. I can't remember.
No. 30 minutes max. And I hope you don't mind riding up that way. I just don't feel like getting in a bunch of heavy traffic trying to go downtown Greenville. Do you?
Definitely. I'd rather stay out of downtown Greenville.
Hey, guys, a suggestion for you.
Now, we don't go to bars and places that serve primarily alcohol and have lewd women there, Rusty.
Now, I was just going to say, take off the other way on 11 and end up over in Chesney. There are a couple of good places over there to get something to eat, too.
Got a point there.
So it'll cover it, too.
Up there that way a lot, but I never really paid much attention to, you know, places to eat because I was always just passing through.
Oh, David, let's do that. Let's go over towards Chesney because you know what? I need to make a run over to Strawberry Hill and bring back another couple of gallons of strawberries so my wife can make me some strawberry jam.
Put that on your bike.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple large saddlebags, and I'll bring some Tupperware containers that I can transfer it into. It'd be fine.
Okay. Well, I'll put it on the phone here to remind me.
About 10:30 or 11 on Thursday morning to wake you up.
That'll be too late then. Oh, me. I'll set my alarm. All right, well, I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I'm gonna say adios. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage here. And go inside. I'll let the dog out. I'm sure her eyeballs are floating by now.
All right, Dave. I'm looking forward to Thursday, buddy. And that'll make my wife happy. She'll get her strawberries. I'll get my gym. We'll row for a run, and we'll all be happy. Happy, 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 like the duck guys used to say. So, all right. Well, Rusty, are you still in there?
But I think you were talking about going tomorrow, and now you're talking about going Thursday, and David's trying to wonder which day you mean. So you better straighten that out with him before he pulls in the garage.
No, he heard right at the first of the conversation that I could not go tomorrow, and it's going to rain Wednesday, so Thursday is our day. Yeah, he got that straight. And I had forgotten about my wife needing those strawberries because I went over and picked up 2 gallons. And between my wife and my daughter and my daughter-in-law, oh, man, we've already knocked off 2 gallons of them things. And they are, oh, man, have you ever had berries from over there at Strawberry Hill?
Have, but I don't need to go that far. I've got a place over here, Gray Rock Farm, right over here close to me, and they've got big, beautiful, fresh strawberries they pick every day, and I went over there and picked up a gallon yesterday, and I'll go back later in the week, and I'll get another gallon more, which I'll throw in the freezer, and in about another 30 days, they'll start having fresh blackberries, and why should I have to travel all the way up there?
I got hooked on those Strawberry Hill berries because, man, they are so sweet. I have not found berries as sweet as there yet. So, yeah, I'm a loyal customer to those guys. They do a really good job.
Down here sometime and get some from Gray Rock Farm because theirs are large and sweet and delicious and juicy and all that other good stuff. I cut me up about 5 of them to go in my cereal for breakfast this morning. And like I said, tomorrow I'll sit down and cut up the rest of them and clean them up, cut them up, and put those in a big container with a little bit of sugar and let them percolate for a day or two, and then they'll be really good. And then later in the week, I'll go get some more and then just pinch all the leaves off of them, throw them in a big old sealing bag. And I've got one of these air sealers. I'll just seal them up in there, and I'll have fresh strawberries in December and January like I did this past year. Anyway, you guys continue on. Let me go back to this puzzle I'm trying to figure out here. And I'm scratching this bump on my shoulders, and it's not helping. Talk to you later. W2T.
W-U-2-T, Rusty, just get a mirror and set it there in front of you while you're working on that puzzle. And if you start seeing some steam coming out of your ears, do something different, quick. Have a good day, bud, 73s. And I think David's already signed out of there. So anyhow, KN4, VWA, clear.